winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to The Flash, Season 4, Episode 17, Recap. This episode was good. For the most part, it was filler. It was madness. It was a villain of the week called Noel, and her power was to make people float. Like all that was going on, and Flash had to stop them. Ralph was getting out of his mind, news, because Mary wanted Ralph to take things seriously, but Ralph kept making jokes. That storyline was a little meh for me. I don't know, it was okay. But like, seen it before. Chips's father came to Cecil for help, because evidently he was in the middle of a vampire fight. Don't really understand vampires in this universe, but whatever. And his powers came out. So he went to Cecil to help, for help. And after test and test, Cecil realized that he had perfect health. But Cecil acted the nursing thing. But the father is really old, and the older you get, the vibe power is not working. So Cecil has to tell him he's not going to be able to do that anymore. At first, Cecil is kind of afraid and scared to tell him when he finally does. The father at first gets pissed, but then he looks inward and realizes, okay, he's getting old. So he offers Cecil his job. Where Cecil take it? I don't think so. This is a possible way for Cecil to leave the show. I hope that's not the case. Cecil is very best friend, so I think he's safe, but yeah, whatever happened. The mechanic figured out that the thing who was poisoning her, putting her in a love potion. She tried to say, to record a message to herself, realized that she already did, but the thing who made her forget. So, yeah. Is there anything else? There's a big spoiler I want to get rid of. I didn't tell you, but I want to make sure I cover everything else first. Harry is aggravated because nothing he is doing is trying to, nothing he's doing to help stop the thinker is working. His helmet is malfunctioning. So he was trying to figure out how to fix it throughout the episode. And well, that pretty much takes care of the bulk of the episode. In average episode, I give it a B-C+. Feather, I think better, I think worse. So, yeah. Okay, so now we do for the majority of the recap. Now, spoiler warning, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, spoiler activated. So, episode ends. Harry is looking through the hallway with a helmet. He knocks at the wall, puts out his hand, goes in the future, hooks up the helmet, and goes to the console, plugs in hard drive, there's a little pamphlet, out comes Gideon, the original Gideon, the flash Gideon. And she says, "Hello, Dr. Whale, it's been 1700 days or something." He says, "Hello, Gideon, a lot has been happening." Credits. My question, Wells, isn't really Wells, isn't Eobard. Who is this Wells? Throughout the past few episodes, we've seen him getting more and more agitated. So could this really be Eobard Thawne back? Remember, in Crisis on Earth X, Barry let him go away, and he still had Tom Cavanaugh's face. So, who'd have Eobard make a switch? And when did that happen? Okay. Not that episode, but the episode before, the part one. Harry and Jessie shared a mind meld, and she could hear Harry's thoughts. So that was Harry. Maybe after that there was a switch? I don't know. On the other hand, this could just be Harry. Maybe the helmet is corrupting him. I don't know who I'd rather it be, to be honest with you, Harry or Eobard. They could use Eobard's help to stop the thinking. That might be a positive. But they really might be just flashback. I don't know. I don't know, both ways seems great to me. Both ways have their own problems. I guess we have to wait. Who do you want? Do you want Harry? Or do you want Eobard? Comment below, let me know. And I think I would do it for this recap. Like I said, I give the whole average episode C+. I said better, I said worse. I'll be back either tomorrow or Friday to talk about a little archery with Errol. But until then, this is me.